Hi, welcome to That's What I'm Talking About. I am your host, Kelly Marie, and today our topic is Pod for God. And what I'd like to share with you today here on That's What I'm Talking About are a couple of prayers that I happened to stumble upon while I was on social media. And I thought they were exceptional. Please don't be frightened by one of them. I was looking at some of the posts underneath it. They're like, this is a little harsh. But in times of need, you may need this very strong prayer. So I would like to share this here on That's What I'm Talking About. One of the strong prayers, very, very strong prayers, very direct. And I appreciate directness. And the other one is a very, very neutral, just a beautiful prayer as well. And then I'd like to end with a suggestion of a song, a beautiful song that I happened to hear yesterday, and I just couldn't help but want to share it today here on Pod for God. So lend me your ear as you are, and I hope you can glean from this beautiful prayer. I went ahead and typed it back up in my notes, and I thought I'd get here. Well, let's go ahead and start with a more, it's prayer to God the Father. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Mighty God, my eternal Father, from the fullness of my soul, I adore you. I am deeply grateful that you have made me in your image and likeness, and that you ever hold me in your loving embrace. Direct me to love you with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my whole mind. Direct me to love all your children as I love myself. Oh, my Father, my soul longs to be united to you and to rest in you forever. Have the Holy Spirit touch my soul so that I may love you as he does and as your beloved Son Jesus does. Amen. I just thought that was so beautiful. And here is the second prayer, and it's a prayer against evil, and there's so much evil, and our fight is not against man, it's against the powers of the principalities, so the spiritual warfare, and this is such a strong, direct prayer, and I believe it's like a cease and desist, evil cease and desist type of prayer that I love, and I will post both the prayers in the description. So this is the prayer against evil. Spirit of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Most Holy Trinity, descend upon me. Please purify me, mold me, fill me with yourself, and use me. Banish all the forces of evil from me. Destroy them. Banish them, so that I can be healthy and do good deeds. Banish from me all curses, hexes, spells, witchcraft, black magic, demonic assignments, malefice, and the evil eye, diabolic infestations, oppressions, possessions, and all that is evil and sinful, jealousy, treachery, envy, all physical, psychological, moral, spiritual, and diabolical ailments, as well as enticing spirits, deaf, dumb, blind, mute, and sleeping spirits, new age spirits, occult spirits, religious spirits, antichrist spirits, and any other spirits of death and darkness. I command and bind all the powers who molest me by the power of God Almighty in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior, to leave me forever and to be consigned into the everlasting lake of fire. that they may never again touch me or any other creature in the entire world. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. And here is the suggested song, and I just loved it. It's In Jesus' Name by Katie Nicole, God of Possible. I just thought that is such a beautiful song. So if you can, if you have one of those Alexa devices, Google, whatever you have, just you can search it up. I just think it's such a beautiful song. Once again, that's In Jesus' Name by Katie Nicole, and that's God of Possible. So those are just some things I'd like to share with you here on Pod for God. Once again, I am podcasting for God. My desire is to glorify God, and today is Sunday, so I'm looking so forward to getting to church and the hour of power. And I love Sundays. They're so lovely. And there was one more thing that I heard Dr. Jeremiah speak of, and it was a really good thought. And it's when you encourage someone, you're pouring courage into someone. I thought that was neat. So God, just pour that courage into me so that I may then pour out courage to others, to encourage others to move forward and to be strong and stand firm in whatever they're going through. Just know that you are the rock. And you are our salvation. In Jesus' name, we pray all of this. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. May God bless you, because that's what I'm talking about. Yeah.